This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined, as always, by top London radio DJ and certified Japanophile, Mr. Pete Donaldson. Pete, how are you doing? I can't see you for the first time in a few weeks.
I know.
It's good.
It's good. That's rude. I was just about to say it's quite upsetting. Yeah. We've got a bit old school. I'm in my kitchen, you're in a hotel room or your kitchen, and we're talking over the wires. I miss you, man.
Oh, poor old Pete. You know, it's good to be back though. I've been back in Japan a few weeks now, getting accustomed to it, and it's good to be back. Although the first thing I miss, people often ask me what the first thing is that I miss when I come to Japan, and the first thing I miss about the UK are brick walls, Pete. Bloody brick walls, because here the walls are made of paper, and I spent like the last 20 minutes just listening to my neighbours have an argument and then make up after the argument, and then make up how they made up after the argument.
Physically.
I won't go into the details, but it was like I was there. It's like a 4D experience living in Japan in a crappy apartment with walls made of paper. Not fun.
How
not
exciting.
Fun,
you could have, if you can hear them, they can hear you. So maybe you could shout some encouraging words, a few gambattes.
Well, best of all, they get to hear the podcast before anyone else.
Yes. Well, they get to hear one half of it.
Maybe they hate me because they can hear me doing the podcast sometimes in my apartment. So that's their form of revenge.
Doing your voiceovers for your videos and stuff like that. Getting angry when your videos get demonetized.
Exactly. But no, it's been a good week. I had a really weird situation pop up, and you know what it is. So the other day, I was sitting in a steak restaurant in Sakata. It was a steak restaurant you've actually been to, Pete. The one owned by my good friend, Isao-san.
Oh, and that's great.
Amazing Wagyu beef, sauce from Yamagata. And he pulled out a picture of Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, right? Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And he claimed that they looked similar. Now, I'd be lying if I thought there was a similarity. I didn't really see it myself. Nevertheless,
isn't something there?
Took a picture. Maybe a little bit, because I got like a bit of facial hair, but I think that's pushing it really. But I took a photo, and my friend Yuki, who is with me, kind of joked, "Oh, why don't you just tweet The Rock? Just tweet The Rock and let him know." And I was like, "Nah, that's rubbish. That won't do anything." And he's like, "Go on, do it. I'll buy you a beer." And I was like, "All right, beer." So I did it. I tweeted The Rock, and I didn't think anything of it. And then the next day, my phone was going crazy. I looked down in my pocket. Phone was going crazy. Twitter was blowing up. And he'd actually seen our message and retweeted it and asked where the restaurant was. And I couldn't bloody believe it. I thought Bryan Cranston was amazing. I thought meeting you was quite good. But having The Rock is like, well, that's just next level stuff. And it was surreal. It was a bit weird. And I put it on Facebook, and all my friends from the last 200 years were all amazed by it. It seems The Rock, it's really interesting. I didn't realise what a big deal The Rock was. He seems to be unanimously popular throughout the world, and he means a lot to a lot of people. I think growing up in the 90s myself, I always saw him on like WWF and whatnot, so everyone likes him. And he replied to me, and I had the daunting task of responding to him and letting him know where the restaurant was, and knowing that he'd probably read it somewhere on a sun lounger in Los Angeles, which is probably what The Rock was doing. And
he's yeah, way it was amazing. Than that.
You reckon? Yeah,
he's probably a very busy another man.
Film with Jason Statham. But what was even more amazing was what happened after that when you messaged me, Pete, and I'll let you carry on the story.
Well, well, it turns out both of us have had interactions with The Rock in the past. I do another podcast called Wrestle Me about wrestling, but that has nothing to do with that. This was about 4 years ago. I was at E3, the video game expo in Los Angeles, and I was walking around, and I've got this stupid picture on a T-shirt of The Rock before he was famous, when he was in full-blown kind of chunky boy kind of teenage kind of years with wearing a bum bag. And it's become a bit of an iconic kind of The Rock before he was Mr. Charisma, before the People's Elbow, before he was cool. And so basically somebody, I was walking around the show floor going to go and see some video games or whatever. And I've got a very, specific kind of, I don't have great posture. I don't have a very good walk. But somebody filmed me walking across the show floor saying, look at this dude with the Rock T-shirt at E3. And somebody sort of tweeted me saying, oh, look, this guy's tweeted you. Tweeted a video of you without you knowing because you had the picture of the Rock on your T-shirt. And then he'd CC'd in, I think, The Rock, and then The Rock retweeted that video of me walking around, unbeknownst to anyone, unbeknownst to me that I was being filmed, of me walking around the show floor. And he said, look at that guy, he's got a real badass walk and stuff. So, yeah, we've both had interactions, we've both had retweets from Dwayne The Rock Johnson in the past.
We are united in many ways, but I think that is the most exciting one by far.
I think
being
so.
Being united by retweets from The Rock.
It's no, better than sharing that. Like that a lover or anything like that. Or paper walls.
It's better. Yeah, it's much better than that. It's one of those situations, it happens, you get excited and then nothing comes from it though. You kind of think, damn, wouldn't it be amazing if The Rock actually did come to Japan and come to the restaurant? He might do, who knows?
It's a bit out of the way, though, isn't it? That's the thing, isn't it? He's such a busy man. I don't know how he manages to do anything. Because, obviously, a man who has so much build has to eat 50 eggs a day and all that protein, so like, and fly everywhere and do films and do interviews. He's a busy, busy man.
You never know your luck, though. He might be... He's often in Tokyo, like, promoting his films. Maybe if he can find, like, 3 or 4 hours to pop up to Sakata and Yamagata, he might do it for some sort of publicity. I'm
just
kind of holding
chopper?
Out. I actually... Yeah, exactly. Just fly over.
Yeah.
That's what you'd do. I even enabled, like, Twitter messages. You know the message function on Twitter where people can message you? I enabled it. I usually have it disabled.
Right.
But I allowed, like, anyone to message me just in case he thought him or his manager was like, oh, yeah, go on, let's come and join The Rock on our trip to Yamagata. But instead, about 100 people messaged me asking me various annoying questions, so I quickly disabled it, and the dream died with it.
Oh,
so,
I've got my DMs open, and it's mainly coolish, to be honest. People sending me pictures of them eating coolish, and you'd think that would upset me. It doesn't. It makes me a little bit happy.
But surely it makes you sad in the sense that you can't eat coolish because you're not in Japan. Mm.
Well, yeah, there is that. It's more... It annoys me that Lotte, which is the company that do coolish, have very little Twitter presence. And also, I think they've started advertising coolish on tube stations in Tokyo. So I've had a couple of messages from people who've seen this young Japanese actor advertising coolish, and it put me in mind of that Simpsons episode where I think it's a president. I think it's who's the guy who got caught Watergate? Nixon. It was Nixon, Richard Nixon, and John F. Kennedy. And John F. Kennedy goes, yeah. "I would like to say that I love Duff beer," and he goes, "I would like to I would also like to express my love of that particular beer." And oh my God, he's never had a Duff in his whole life.
Well.
And I look at that boy on the advert for Coolish. He's never eaten a Coolish in his whole life. That should have been me on that advert, gosh darn it. And the campaign starts here.
Yeah, you've kind of... You're like the unofficial mascot of Coolish.
Yeah.
Which is better than the official mascot because you break all the rules. Yeah, who knows? I'm actually going to the steak restaurant in a week again, and I'm going to ask Esau there and then if anything came of it, like if there's been like more customers coming to the restaurant or any bookings. So I'll give you an update next week on that.
But can you smell what the Rock is cooking? It's Wagyu steak.
It's Wagyu steak, Yamagata sourced, beautiful stuff. This week, Rugby World Cup, or this month in general, Rugby World Cup mania has taken over Japan. Lots of people have been asking me questions about rugby. I don't know anything about rugby. Do you know anything about rugby, Pete? Even though you're a football man.
Apart from the fact that my mother, every time it's on, being a Welsh woman, will text me. She's quiet for the rest of the year about any sports. But it's, for some reason, all Welsh people suddenly become rugby maniacs when it comes to the World Cup. They played Georgia yesterday, the Welsh, and the good Georgia kits are very nice, but I really don't have the physicality to pull off a rugby shirt.
Do you find rugby fans are better behaved than football fans, soccer fans?
They are certainly, they certainly think they're better behaved. But if you've ever been to a rugby club of any description at any time, they do seem to, being a little bit public schooly at times, they do seem to get off on things like drinking each other's wee-wee and things like that, really. But they enjoy a jolly jape, but they think they're better than football fans because they're a bit posh, or frequently a little bit posh. I may be stereotyping, but hey, it's what makes the world go round. It's 2019, everyone's doing it.
It is a stereotype, but it's quite accurate. I used to live with a guy who was like head of the rugby team at my university, and they did do terrible things, unspeakable things. When it was like a induction season for the new like rugby players, they did stuff that I don't even talk about here. This is a family podcast, Pete, a family podcast. But there's been some sort of incident where rugby fans from France were celebrating the other night. Obviously, France beat Argentina 23-21 in a recent game, and some fans got so excited they got on a train on the KO line in Tokyo, and I don't know what it's called. They basically laid down the floor, and it looks like they're doing, well, I don't know what it is. What are they doing, Pete? What would you call that?
Well,
they're sitting
it's
there.
It's been called,
and they pass their
out.
Friend over their head.
It's been called a line out, but that's not really what a rugby line out is it? Because they all get in a line, sure, but the ball is thrown into it. So the guy, they don't float a man over the top. I couldn't really figure it out. It wasn't really a line out, but it seemed. I just wish he'd kept his legs to himself.
It looks like. So this is a video doing the rounds on Twitter in Japan. A Japanese person was on the train. They were horrified to watch 20 people sitting on the floor passing some guy over their head. It looks kind of funny at first, but they got out of hand apparently. Luckily, the train's fairly empty, so it wasn't too much of a big deal. But it did the rounds on Twitter, and it kind of dawned, I think, a lot of people in Japan hosting the Rugby World Cup and hosting the Olympics could have its downsides. obviously, when it comes to trains, when it comes to any public space, people are very quiet and reserved. There's one guy in the video sitting there, one Japanese guy in the shot, and he's just sort of sitting there with a smirk on his face watching the mayhem unfold. And it is mayhem. But it was quite interesting reading the responses on Twitter, though. Some people just sort of said, it's fine, you know, this is a special occasion, let's let it go. The other half, not so happy, and weren't too impressed. I wasn't sure how to feel about it, to be honest. On the one hand, I think if you're going to host a Rugby World Cup, you have to accept that other cultures do celebrate in rather eccentric ways. I'm not saying that gives anyone a free pass to be a dickhead, but I think there's got to be a little bit of leeway. On the other hand, it did look a bit ridiculous, and you know, I think, you know, the argument is when in Rome, do what Romans do, whatever Romans do. And I don't know, what do you think?
I get the feeling that, yeah, I'm kind of torn between the two things. It is like, it's the Rugby World Cup, and rugby fans are very different to fans of the Olympic sports, you would probably say.
And just fans in Japan, I
think. And just fans in Japan. But also, the thing that gets me about it is just all a bit like, look at me. It's kind of the way that cricket has been ruined. Like, watching cricket, I always sort of think, I don't watch a lot of cricket. I don't particularly like the game. But the few occasions that I've actually been to or seen a live cricket match, it's just people in fancy dress just showing off for the Instagram and just sort of going, look what I can do. And no one's really watching the cricket. Everyone's just dicking about. I kind of need to draw the line between rugby league, which is honest northern sport with rugby union, which isn't. But I'm probably being a bit down on rugby because I don't particularly like the game itself, and I think that rugby fans get a free pass when it comes to bad behaviour compared to soccer fans, who are frequently bad behaviour. Let's make that very clear, and they've almost made a business out of it around the world. But yeah, I don't know. It's the Rugby World Cup. It does go on for a bloody long time. It's like a month and a week, isn't it? It's crazy.
Seemingly never ending.
Just put it out on the sticks.
Well, that's right. I'm off to a place called Kamaishi in a few days for a road trip. And Kamaishi's in Iwate, really remote place. And they're doing some sort of rugby match there. And it's going to be hilarious because this town, this place, it's Kamaishi, it's... there's no foreigners living there. I think there's like two foreign people, and all these rugby fans are going to descend on the town, and could be chaos. I guess I'm a little bit worried, you know, just a little bit worried about what could happen if they think this is bad, right? If they think people sitting on the floor being a bit silly if the train is bad, they're in for a nasty shock, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot worse things happening than this.
And there's beer and everywhere in Japan. The only thing that will stop. The only thing that stops boisterous people being boisterous in Japan is the fact that things are quite expensive in Japan. So maybe, I mean, Japan in recent history has had the World Cup. So like Japan and South Korea. So I wonder how. I can't remember reading much about what it was like. So I was a little bit too young. But it'd be interesting to sort of
read. Oh, back in 2002,
old pieces about how badly behaved the soccer fans were back then. But I don't know.
Let's just hope they don't discover the miracle of Strong Zero. Incredibly powerful and potent alcohol at a reasonable price.
Yeah,
it'll be chaos, Pete.
What I am finding a little bit problematic is the very one note, Route 1 kind of depictions of Japan in the British media. S4C is a Welsh language TV station in Wales, obviously. Mm. There'll be very little use for it anywhere else. But they are... Their Twitter header... And my mate Gav pointed this out. He's a Welsh bloke. Thinks in Welsh. Speaks in English. It's very weird. He pointed out this terrible Twitter header that they use, which had, like... It had the major characters from the actual TV show about the rugby in various sort of manga, shogun kind of uniforms. You had the Hokusai, Big Wave. You had a manga character. You had, like, it was so one note. And it's all very Cat Cafe. It's all very Shibuya Cross. And it's all that stuff. But it's just very it's very hack. It seems to be the last place on earth you can actually be. Actually, quite almost a little bit xenophobic, a little bit turning Japanese. I think you really think so. Play that sort of music, you know what I mean? It's like it's the last place on earth you can actually do that without anybody really complaining. I don't know.
I guess so. I mean. Yeah, I'd love to be back in the UK to some extent to see what the coverage of Japan is like. I had my dad just send me like pictures of him watching TV shows and things about Japan at the moment. Mm. Obviously, the media's going a little bit Japan crazy, but you're right. The depictions are always a little bit...
One note.
Yeah, robot restaurant, cat cafe, Shibuya Crossing. You've hit the nail on the head there. It's always the same few things. There was a British TV show that came out the other week... I can't remember who it was. A female presenter, can't remember her name. She went around Japan for like a few weeks, and that got a lot of criticism for not being particularly good. Did you see it? I can't remember her name.
I didn't know. So was this about the rugby or?
No, I think it was kind of like a report on Japan. Someone just travelling around, getting to know Japanese culture and whatnot.
Oh, I know. Joanna Lumley did it back like a little while ago.
It wasn't Joanna Lumley. I think she did a good job. I can't remember her name. I'll have to look it up after. Mm. But I think I've had TV producers coming to Japan contact me loads over the years, and they always want the same cookie cutter kind of description of Japan. Mm. Which is basically, let's go and film a thing at Shibuya Crossing. I did a tweet the other day ranting about that, how every TV show about Japan is basically just starts and ends at Shibuya Crossing. But unfortunately, the backlash was so horrific from my own viewers and listeners that I had to remove it, because everybody loves Shibuya Crossing.
Damn right.
So it's took it down.
It's the only gas panic left.
I guess people love Shibuya Crossing. It means a lot to a lot of people. But, you know, there's just so much more to Japan. And It's a shame TV shows never really get to see it.
Yeah, well, there you go. You've only got a limited amount of time. That's why. That's why YouTubes and shows like yours are important, Chris.
That's why the Born Japan's got some sense of originality, I guess. Mm. That's the one thing we've got going for us. We're a little bit different.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And now, we turn our attention to the fax machine. What we got, Pete?
Oh, we got an email from Gabe from New York City. New York City! Hi there, Chris and Pete. Hi there, Gabe. I've now listened to the whole canon of Abroad in Japan podcast episodes, and I don't believe you've yet given your lovely listeners a primer on perhaps Pete's greatest area of expertise, how and what to order in Japanese bars. There's a big wide world of alcoholic creations out there that many of us in the English-speaking world have yet to learn about. Having travelled to Japan a few months ago, I think you owe to everyone to spread the word. For instance, would most people know that in Japan, sake just means alcohol, and that the actual fermented rice beverage is referred to as nihonshu? How about the great spectrum of chuhais and other highballs? What about the SmackDown showdown between Asahi, Sapporo and Kirin? And maybe you can introduce your audience to their new favourite Japanese word, nomihodai. To be fair, I think you have mentioned that last one. Now, I know this is a family show, goddammit, but let's be honest, a huge part of us having fun in Japan for those aged 20 plus is having a boozy night on the town. Pete, tell us how to do it right. Thanks, guys. Gabe from New York City. Gabe, it sounds like you wrote that email when you were a little bit trolleyed, and I, for one, endorse that behaviour.
I'm glad that it's all about you and alcohol, the associations
so
there.
So rude.
I'm not mentioned at all. I'm not a drunkard. You're the
You're
expert.
More of a drunkard than I am, sunshine.
Oh, shots fired. I don't agree with that, first off. Second off, you're the only person... When we made our videos together on Journey Across Japan, you were the only one to talk about alcohol a lot in the videos. In particular, the Osaka one where you talked about your red-eye drink.
Yes.
That is just unspeakably... disgusting. What is your recommendation, though? What alcohol do you recommend?
Well, I've spoken about this before. I very much enjoy the red eye. It's surprisingly refreshing, and people sort of point out that the Mexican drink is a clamato. It is very similar to that, which I think is like a clam tomato soup mixed with beer. So like a beer cocktail is very refreshing on a hot day. A bit of... bit of lager mixed with tomato juice, red eye, sounds disgusting, shouldn't work, does work. Yogurito is a delicious kind of... they do quite a lot of yogurty kind of tasting drinks. Yogurito, I think, is just yogurt, innit? But it's basically a little bit like...
yogurt, innit?
You know, like Kalpis tastes a bit... It's just yogurt. And you're going to get fizzy yogurt, which, again, sounds disgusting, but it's actually quite refreshing. Very light. It's not thick or anything. It's just very light and fruity. So I definitely recommend getting a bit of Yogurito in your cocktail. If you're flagging, if you're knackered, if you've got a hangover, but you still want to get out on the next day, have a Kahlua and milk.
Yeah, not really a Japanese drink, but no. Can't complain. It's
but,
not
they
that bad.
But they
it's
do
refreshing.
Do some amazing, interesting kind of choices and beer cocktails. They mix Campari with beer in some places, which is quite interesting. Every sort of little corner of Japan seems to have a different thing, and that's part of... I've seen that around the place, so that's interesting. But just have some fun, but don't overdo it, else you'll be caught on camera on one of those Instagram channels that just look at people sleeping. I know you said Peter. People asleep in Shibuya.
Peter sleeping.
Peter sleeping. Shibuya
Peter
meltdown.
Peter sleeping. Or on a train doing the weird thing rugby fans are doing. I recommend... I recommend just getting some Nihonshu. Just go to Izakaya, recommend the standard Nihonshu, Japanese sake. And if it's hot, make sure it's cool, like nicely chilled sake. And if it's cold, get warm sake. It's amazing. But while you were talking, I thought, why not combine Kalpis with Strong Zero, right? Wouldn't that be... Why not get a little bit creative? I've never done that. I used to be... kind of experimental back at uni, get vodka and various drinks and mix it all together. I've never done that in Japan.
It would take the edge off the Strong Zero, wouldn't it? Because Strong Zero is quite an aggressive drink.
Battery acid. Yeah,
it does taste like
horrible.
Battery acid. Plum wine that you kind of find yourself mixing with a lot of stuff? I remember Ian who films for Tokyo Creative, your buddy. He was saying that. In the 7-Elevens, those little sort of hot, there's little heaters that heat up broth 24/7, and inside the broth there's like eggs, there's like bits of quite porous vegetables, maybe a little bit of meat as well, and they all kind of float around in this soup. And apparently, this cocktail involving I think the Chuhai or the plum wine or something involves you getting a bit of that water, that dirty little soupy, salty water, and mixing it in with that. Apparently, it tastes all right. Apparently, it tastes good. It's all about trying new things. It's all about trying new things, Chris.
All right, it is, but not to that degree. What you're referring to is called Oden.
Oden.
And sounds like a god, but it's basically just like this fish broth, and inside the fish broth, they have like eggs and sausages and things. Porous food, as you... so eloquently put it. And the idea of mixing that with alcohol is probably on my top 10 list of things never to ever do. although I'm not surprised Ian's done that. He's such a ridiculous boy. But there you go. Get experimental if you come to Japan. Try something new. Mix Kalpis with Strong Zero. Tell us what it's like. Or maybe I'll do it before you do. We've got one from David here from Melbourne. I don't know why I was so excited there by the word David, but David from Melbourne, Australia. Hello, Chris and Cheeky Pete.
Ooh.
I love that. You got a label. I got nothing.
That's my historical nickname back in the day when I was a sidekick on Lauren Laverne's Breakfast Show. Cheeky Pete.
Cheeky Pete. There you go.
I'm a career sidekick, Chris.
Another one of your nicknames, along with Donnie.
Yeah.
And my favourite nickname, Drunkard.
Get on the email.
Hello, Chris and Cheeky Pete. I subscribed to Chris's channel 2 years back when I decided to plan a trip to Japan once I finished school and thought I'd better do some research, soon becoming addicted to the videos. They made me consider lesser known places like Niigata and got me hooked on Sapporo beer. Finally, after 18 months of planning, I got to spend a month in Japan just after last New Year's. After returning home and longing to relive my trip, I put together a video of it, winding up enjoying it much more than I anticipated. I've considered making more videos and want them to be informative. The only thing is, I'm not too keen on having my face online and was wondering how Chris thinks I should go about doing this. Should I just do a voiceover, maybe make an avatar, or just deal with it and put my face in there, for God's sake? Thank you for all your work, David from Melbourne. I would say, David, just do what Pete did a few months ago with his dodgy video, 60 Things to Do in Japan, where he just did a very quick, funny montage with his voice. Do that.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
I think, David, you shouldn't worry about not putting your face on online, but maybe you've got a job where you don't really necessarily want to be that well-known. But just a little voiceover, get yourself a little mic and have a little chat. Or you can do...
Yeah.
Isn't there like a... I think they live in London, maybe. They seem to be in London quite a lot. There's like a manga kind of anime kind of 3D character that basically is a vlogger, but she's a 3D kind of avatar, kind of anime character.
Are you talking about my friend Ami Yamato?
I am. I was hoping you were going to fill in some details there. But yeah, it's like an
Ami
animated
Yamato.
Guy. Yeah, animated lady.
Yeah, she's really nice. Mm. I caught up with her when she was over in Tokyo a few months ago. Really nice girl. Awesome.
It must take such a long time
Quite
to
an interesting
make those
concept. Yeah. Check it out. Ami Yamato. It's a Japanese girl who is not... Well, it's just an anime, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a difficult
situation. Like a 3D animated character who... it's beautifully done. Who just kind of... it's beautifully put together, these kind of like little vlogs where she goes
Ami Yamato... Well, she's like she doesn't realise that she's not real. She
right.
doesn't realise that she's not like an anime 3D character. It's quite really well done, to be honest. I can't explain it. You need to go and look it up. Ami Yamato on YouTube, amazing channel. Just do a voiceover, David, or just there's nothing that bad about being online. I was actually quite reluctant myself back in the day, back when I first started out, when I realised. Not just friends and family watching my videos, but actually just people in general around the world. It's a little bit daunting. And these days, it scares the shit out of me when I look at the view count and see that like 150 million people have watched the videos and seen my face. but nothing too bad has come of it yet. So you never know. Just decide voiceover or put your face in it, to be honest. But I completely agree with you. It's nice to relive your trip. I was looking over Journey Across Japan episodes recently, and it was quite nostalgic.
Yeah,
looking over our videos, Pete. Yeah,
damn
it's
right.
Nice.
Damn
Even
straight.
Even if it was an absolute bloody nightmare making them.
You got there in the end.
I
got an email. Never got
again.
An email from Angie from Michigan, USA. Hello, Pete and Chris. I've dreamed of visiting Japan for many years. I really want to try teaching English in Japan after I finish university. The only problem is that I'm a little older than your average college graduate. I'm 29 years old now, and I'll be 31 by the time I graduate.
So
am
old.
I too old for programs like JET? Will my age be weird in the classroom? Love you guys. Thank you for reading my email, Angie.
29 years old.
29. Imagine that. Ooh,
so old.
So old. Literally.
Can't imagine being 10, older than 29.
9 years younger than me. Oh, dear.
I get why you might be worried about coming age 31, Angie, but there's actually quite a lot of people. I work with someone just in Yamagata who was, I think, 32 when he started, and there was quite a lot of people over 30. So, yeah, don't be put off by that. I think the cutoff point is 38 or 40 or something. I'm not too sure. But there's people in their 40s doing it as well. 29 is probably older than your average JET participant, but it's still not that old by the standards of most people here. So really don't let that put you off. Just definitely go for it. Don't let age get in the way. Don't worry about it. Do it.
And you probably
do
got,
it.
And,
yeah.
and people don't really know how old people are, especially lasses. I mean, I wouldn't even
just lie, Angie.
Just lie, Angie. Don't, like, pretend you're a pop star. That's what pop stars do all the time. That's what actors do all the time. You have your real age and your actor's age. Oh, yeah. I mean,
brilliant.
Don't defraud
what a great
people.
Way.
Let's make that very clear.
What a great way to end this week's podcast. Encouraging the act of fraud.
Damn right.
Keep the messages, stories and questions coming in to abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back same next time.
But different.
But for now, guys, no matter where you might be, out there in the big wide world. See you next week. Have a good one.
Ooh, baby.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.